first one you put in your mouth?
Oh, God. I had
a story.
The hair on my arm stood up when I put it in my mouth.
Yes!
And not in a good way. Like, I had to struggle. It was so...
I love when you put it in your mouth and you have to struggle.
It wasn't the good kind of struggle.
Oh, no.
It wasn't like... I was trying to get it down my throat, but it wasn't for anything good. When I was in college, I want to say it was my roommates at the time. We went to a party and it was like
BFO? Was it like BFO?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The hair on my arm stood up when I put it in my mouth.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2591 of the BFO for Two I Say Juicy the Tooth of January 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I've got a list, and we're gonna open some crema cards. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Camisolas, Big Fatty, Double Camisolas. Yes, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it is you are Camisolas today, because y'all... I think most everybody is wearing a camisole. Perhaps even the old gal out there in Walnut Hills has got on a camisole. Cause y'all, everywhere in the U.S. of A. Well, Big Freddy Scotty's not wearing his, he's wearing a dainty camisole. Well, okay. but anyway, y'all, it's cold. It is cold. Y'all in Charleston. Big Fatty, we doing a weather report? Do we have a bumper for that? We do not have a bumper for the weather report. But if only we knew someone who did bumpers that could provide a bumper for the new year for us. Yes, Big Fatty, that would be lovely. Unfortunately, we don't know anyone like that. No, we don't. But anyway, y'all, I think the high here in Charleston on New Year's Day, the first day of 2018, 34 degrees. And y'all, there was a wind blowing in it all day long. It felt like it was going to be 20 degrees. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I passed up the nipple walk today. Y'all, I was not going to have the freezer burn. Be ready, the freezer burn. And y'all, it's supposed to get even colder as the week goes. Y'all, I don't think we're getting out of the 30s. Y'all, that's some nuts and bolts. I made some of those New Year's Eve. Y'all, I don't think we're getting out of the 30s all week long. Y'all, and Monday night, we were supposed to set a new record low down in the teens. And yes, Big Betty, and there's a possible snow. It's possible snow on a hump day. It's true. We could be slipping and sliding in the snow. Oh, no, the snow on a hump day, y'all. It don't. All they have to do is mention the word snow here, and they go into panic mode. So I may have Wednesday off because, you know, if they close everything, oh yes, we can work one day and then off another. But y'all, let me ask you this before I get into the rest of the show. Y'all, you know, Big Fatty's been off work since December the 8th. And so, y'all, I set my coffee pot to... Oh, Big Fatty, did it make that noise? No, it did. It ground the coffee beans to come on at 6:30 a.m. in the morning so I could start getting back into my routine. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it went off... It went off Monday morning, y'all, and it was like, and y'all, I lay there on the electric mattress pad, and I said, do I want to get up? I really don't want to get up. I should get up. I don't want to get up. Y'all, I must have laid there about 10 minutes. I finally got up, made up the bed. Y'all, that is my New Year's resolution, by the way. You know, it's It's a resolution I made when I moved into the villa that I was going to make my bed every day in the morning, and I was going to try to get out and take a nipple walk whenever possible. And y'all, I probably could have taken it today, but y'all, I really don't want to get out when it's just the bitter cold, you know, a soup night, bring in, you know, check on the plants and bring in the elderly. Yes, Big Betty. But, anyway, so I don't know where I was going with that. Big fan, neither do we. Oh, so I got up and I had my coffee and read the newspaper. And y'all, then I about 9:30 a.m. in the morning, I had the first nip a nap of 2018. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. But y'all, enough of that. I'll finish telling you more about New Year's Eve and what I did and all. But first, we're going to do this. Yes, Big Betty. Yeah, because Big Betty, thank goodness you'll have some content for the next 10 days. It's true. Y'all, I'm going to open some crema because I only get about three opened each day during the crema music. Big Betty, Granny's going to be so excited to hear the crema music for another 10 days. Y'all, we're going to open this first one. Y'all, there's no return address on this. Big Betty, oh, it's got a foil envelope. Yes, Big Betty. And it is, oh, Big Betty. Y'all, it is a picture. It is a picture card of the Danburys. And y'all, there's the number one fan for 2016 and the flop foe. And Danbury Jr., Big Fatty Danbury Jr. looks like he's been to the glamour shots in that one picture. He does. Yes, Big Fatty. That is just lovely. Y'all, there's just so many lovely pictures there. Thank you so much, Brian and Drum Major Kev and Danbury Jr. That is just lovely. And you didn't put your return address on there, but I think I know what it is. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, by the way, I've not sent any return cards yet for these that have come in, but I will work on doing that as I open them. Y'all, our next ad is from the Robs, and it's awfully fancy. It's got the envelope has got little boughs of holly and holly berries and all printed on it. Yes, Big Betty, let's just open it up and see what we got here. Oh, Big Betty, it's another picture card. And let's just see what we got here. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, it is a picture of the Robs with I don't know who those people are. It says, "Let the joy overflow." Big Fatty, we need a wet cleanup. And y'all, it's different pictures. I think, first of all, Rob, too, that's quite the confetti outfit. Yeah, I think he's with that Michael Jackson. I don't know who those other ones are. And it says, on the back, it says, "May the crema season fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter." It says, "All the very best to you, dear friend, wishing you a wonderful 2018. Love, Rob and Rob." Well, Rob and Rob, thank you so much. And y'all, inside, there are some scratch-offs. We've got the holiday cash, and we've got the frozen 50s. And y'all, it's a $5 card of the holiday bonus. Big Betty, we'll scratch those later in the as we go along. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, our next card is from Stevie B. It's in a red envelope. And let's just get it opened here. Yes, Big Betty, you're running out of music. I am. And y'all, there's three little jingle bells. And then a picture of Rock Hudson's head, and it says, "Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, rock." Biff, ready? And it says, "BF, have a fat holiday season and a fatter 2018. Happy retirement in the new year, Stevie B." Stevie B, thank you so much. Yes. I see y'all, after I recorded the little show for Monday, y'all, I watched the sports ball. The Hatlanta Falcons were George in Atlanta was there at the game. And, you know, he likes to rise up. Yes, McBetty, and he had a sausage biscuit afterwards. It's true. y'all, by the way, there's debate. Do you put yellow mustard on your sausage biscuits? The turnip head does not. He puts a Dijon mustard on his. Big Vinny, we'll have to try that. I'll have to buy some Dijon. It's true. Let's see. Y'all, then, I turned on the, what did I turn on? The countdown show. Y'all, that, first of all, I thought I was going to have to watch that Steve Harvey. Y'all, they showed a picture of him. Y'all, he was dressed up like a hooker. Not a hooker. What are those, a pimp. He was like a pimp in a white fur coat and a white hat. Big fatty. Y'all, he was, but y'all, I ended up watching the Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen. Now, this is going, I know some of y'all are going to just be, you're going to clutch your pearls when I say this, y'all. I always thought that Andy Cohen was the homosexual, but I never knew for sure. And y'all, it was big, ready. Y'all, it was confirmed. It was confirmed that he and Anderson Cooper used to hang out together and all this kind of stuff. So evidently he's a big old Bobo honker also. Big fatty. So that made me want to watch it a little bit more. But y'all, he's no Kathy Griffin, that's for sure. And y'all, I could give two shits about those housewives of anywhere. And, you know, Kathy Griffin used to have good little bits that she would bring along. His little bits weren't big fatty. Don't talk about his little bits. It was cold. Well, I guess. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Those people, those people in Times Square, y'all, they're out of their minds. They're absolutely out of their minds. No, they can close the Guantanamo Bay and make those people go to Times Square on New Year's Eve. What will that do? Big fatty, we don't know. Well, it'll make New Year's Eve interesting, that's for sure. But y'all, so I'm watching from the bed. Y'all, I was watching the Twitty also. Y'all, Dr. Stone was going to some sort of cookery party or something like that, and y'all, he made up some cookeries, and y'all, it looked like they were vulgar. They were just vulgar cookies. I'm sure they tasted fine, but y'all, he decorated them vulgar. There was one that had that had his junk out. One of them had a nut harness. Beep, ready? We don't need to hear about the nut harness. But y'all, he made Big Fatty's sausage balls and took those with him, and evidently they were a hit. Yes, Big Fatty. And but y'all, I was watching the Twitty and everything, and y'all, as the night went on, y'all, the countdown stuff was, I was losing interest, and y'all, about quarter of 12, Y'all, I just rolled over and I was still listening, but y'all, I was out like a light. Never heard the new year come in. And y'all, then of course, the cellular telephonic device starts going off, bing, 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 boy, yes, a happy new year, a happy new year. So y'all, then I was awake again and, you know, I heard from several different people that turnip head. And y'all people were saying, rabbit, rabbit. Did you remember to say rabbit, rabbit? Yes, we're ready. that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, had an excellent question. He did not put it in the form of a question, but he was confused as to whether he was supposed to say rabbit, rabbit at New Year's. At the strike of 12, or the first thing when he woke up, and I suggested he say it both just to be on the safe side. Y'all, then I couldn't help but notice that at 12:34, I get a testimonium from Digger and T. Wiggles wishing me a happy new year. Y'all, I don't think that was by chance. I think it was... because nothing happened at 12:34 except 1, 2, 3, 4, and we all know what that means. Yes, Big Betty. anyway, y'all, there were fireworks in the distance here. Thank goodness nobody near the villa was setting them off. But y'all got up. I told you about the coffee machine. Got up, had my coffee, read the paper, took my first nip-a-nap. Y'all watch that Tournament of Rosebuds parade. Y'all always enjoy seeing the, when they announce the Isabella Coleman and the sweepstakes prize on that. And y'all that have been watching the sports ball in the afternoon, and y'all, I guarantee you, I will be out like a light before all the sports ball is over. on Monday night. Big Freddy, all your days are running together. It's true. And y'all, this is one of those 4-day weeks, and I guarantee it'll feel like it'll be 10 days. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, y'all, one of the things that happened on New Year's Eve, y'all, I got a message from somebody that lives in a testimonium from somebody that lives in Mississippi, but I didn't know who it was. And Big Freddy, doesn't Jeremiah live there? He does. Jeremiah, if that was you, Happy New Year to you. And y'all, if it wasn't, I didn't know who it was. So anyway, y'all, I got a message. Longtime listeners will remember Nancy in Japan. Y'all, she's come out of the woodwork. Big, but I didn't know she was into woodworking. She is. Y'all, she's listening to the BFO again. Big Fatty, poor thing. Oh dear, I gotta see y'all. Y'all, one last thing. Gavin from over there at Stick It With a Poke, y'all, he sent me something that was posted on the Face Space about that Ed Chan that Ed had posted. So it sounds to me like he's on the road to recovery, but he evidently did have a mild stroke and was in the hospital. So Ed, we're sending out good wishes to you for getting out soon. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Adam, when you meet Big Fatty in New Orleans and you see his huge balls, what are you gonna do?
The hair on my arm stood up when I put it in my mouth.
Oh, Big Freddy's going to put your balls in his mouth.
Doesn't everyone?
Big Freddy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.